It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm John Flavin. Welcome to the first edition of my show, A Different Slant. My goal for each show is to give you an alternate perspective on the issues affecting you, Sausalito, and Southern Marin. You are most likely too busy to stay current on all the controversies swirling around Southern Marin, but many of these issues can affect you and your wallet. You'd be smart to stay informed, judge the pros and cons, and take action when necessary. Let me do the research and ask the hard questions. I'll give you the facts, short and sweet, and keep you in the know. In fact, I've got one proposal to share with you today before the show's over. But before I make that suggestion, let's look at some of the issues I will address in future shows. Why is the City Council and the Sausalito Environmental Action Group fighting to preserve the dilapidated old machine shop building in the Marin Ship? What is the Marin Ship, anyway? Should we keep the Sausalito Fire Department or consolidate it into the Southern Marin Fire Protection District? Will our homes still be as well protected either way? Which way is cheaper for us? What is happening to residential and commercial real estate values in this area? Are rents going up or down? If you are new to the area, should you rent or buy a home? What is it like to operate a business in Southern Marin? We have some very interesting individuals plying their trades and their passions here locally. For example, the opening for this show and the ending were organically grown at Loudville Studios right here in Sausalito. Mark Keller himself was the voice talent, and Paul the Maestro Simmons was the engineer. You can also hear Mark as the narrator of the hit TV show Undercover Boss, and you can find out more about the studio's amazing audiovisual capabilities at loudville.tv. So we do have a lot to discuss in upcoming shows. Now, I promised you a proposal for action, and so here it is. The south end of town has a traffic problem with cars and bikes. There is no simple answer to this situation. The city is well aware of the problem, and the city council, the city manager, the head of public works, and the whole public works team are currently working on a long-term solution to be funded by grants. However, a long-term solution doesn't mean we shouldn't do anything in the interim. If you travel the south end of town, you know the intersection of 2nd Street and Main is a nightmare. It's the intersection on 2nd Street by the Portofino Apartments and the bus stop, with a plastic pylon in the center of the crosswalk. The pylon is meant to remind drivers and cyclists to stop for pedestrians, but many ignore it and don't stop when there are pedestrians present. The pylon itself also creates a hazard because some drivers and cyclists see the pylon and wrongly conclude they have to stop, even if pedestrians are not present. These unexpected stops can cause havoc for drivers or cyclists following behind the suddenly stopped vehicle. A full stop sign at the intersection is not the answer, according to an expert, because a pedestrian might rely too heavily on the sign and step out in front of a moving car or bicycle which has failed to stop. There are, however, illuminated crosswalks which are very effective for pedestrian safety. These crosswalks have discs embedded in the street at various points on the crosswalk. When the pedestrian pushes the button at the curb, bright LED lights in the disc flash and make it very clear, day or night, to drivers and riders that they should be alert for a pedestrian. The City of Atwater has installed 11 such crosswalks at a cost of $12,000 each. There is one such crosswalk in Petaluma and another in front of the San Francisco City Hall. We should install such a crosswalk at 2nd and Main as soon as possible. The city is doing budgeting right now for the next fiscal year. Tell the city council and the city staff you want them to include money to install a lighted crosswalk. Let's do it. Well, that's my show for today. Thanks for hanging in there with me through my first broadcast. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant. and you can hear us again at this time next week right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.